The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. I have a couple of very special guests in the studio. From a very special organization, but before I introduce them, just a reminder, at the bottom of the hour, 4:30, I have some of the most shocking audio that I have ever heard. You absolutely must hear it. You must. Bottom of the hour, 4:30, I want you to hear this audio. It's actually the audio from a video, but it's a really tough to play videos on the radio. We've tried, and it doesn't work very well. But please, bottom of the hour, be tuned in, please. One of my favorite organizations, ministries on planet Earth is Johnny and Friends. A tiny little bit of it goes back to Joy and I's relationship with Johnny many, many years ago. She was very young. And at that point in her life, she had no clue God was going to give her an international ministry that would impact millions of people. But Johnny and Friends is very active here in the state of Ohio and in central Ohio. And it's my privilege to welcome to the studio Jay Masinelli, who is the area director, and Wally Ziolo, the ministry relations manager. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
It is a delight to have you in the studio again. And Wally, at least this time you know what you're doing.
I was a little bit green behind the ears last time, but I do know that I am.
The joke about that, the last time Wally was here, he was brand new in the position. And I said, now what's your official position? He couldn't remember. But you know now.
I do know now. I'm the ministry relations manager, and I engage with churches all across four states, actually, Ohio, parts of Pennsylvania, parts of Indiana, and all of West Virginia.
And Jema, you are the area director. And how long have you been with Johnny and Friends?
I just celebrated 5 years.
Five years. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, big news from Johnny and Friends. You just finished week one of your July family retreat at Shawnee State Park. First, I want to know, how did it go? And then tell us about the camp itself. Who is it for? Who participates? Who directs it? Give us all of the information about your family retreat.
Oh, it is a wonderful time. We had to cancel, of course, in 2020, but we were just determined with the Lord's help that we were not going to cancel for 2021. So families who are impacted by disability, that might be a parent, either spouse that has a disability or a child that has a disability, they come to this week-long retreat. It is in West Portsmouth, Ohio, is where we host our family retreat. It's staffed by what we call STMs, who are short-term missionaries, and they come, and every member of that family has someone who acts as a missionary to them or as a buddy to them to just love on them. It is amazing. Parents come and you see them arrive on Monday with a little bit of trepidation, kind of like, I don't know, how are these people going to love my kids? Usually when I go out in public, people give me a funny look, you know, with my kids' behavior. And here we have these people running up saying, okay, I'll take your kid. I'm going to love on them for the week, you know. So they're a little reluctant, like, oh, nobody's ever taken my child. But I heard one family just this couple weeks ago say, wow, this is the first time I've been able to breathe in many, many years. I can actually say that I don't know where my child is this very moment, but I know they're with somebody that loves them. And it just gives parents a chance to breathe and relax So it's a beautiful thing. So they come scared a little bit on Monday. By Friday, they're leaving with tears in their eyes saying, I don't want to go home. No.
What is the targeted age group?
It is any age group. It is any family. So we have, you know, parents coming with small children. We have a preschool age group. All the way through adults that have a disability. So some young adults come on their own.
I was going to ask if you have adults that come
to the camp with disabilities as well. Absolutely.
And they bring their family members with them.
Absolutely.
So this really is encompassing so many ages and stages, correct?
Oh, it's amazing. I've heard people say it's like a slice of heaven because my husband has visited and he says he calls it a no judgment zone. And he said, it's beautiful to see all the members of the body of Christ being there, regardless of age, creed, color, disability, ability, everybody there working, serving. And you asked about age. We have some of the most beautiful pictures of servanthood I see are the teenagers that come and selflessly give of themselves. We've got people who are teenagers up until there's a gentleman who is 87 years old. And he comes and volunteers every year.
Okay. So, wow. What do you do? What are some of the activities at the camp?
Oh, so many wonderful things. The fathers get a chance to go and have a steak, and they do this little shoot a Q-tip through a straw at a target. Well, we don't want to be shooting guns, you know?
You're going to give away trade secrets there, Willie.
Yeah, we're giving some trade secrets. Sorry. So the fathers get to go. The women have a little mom's retreat or a
pampering day for the ladies.
Ladies' retreat, yes. They get their nails painted and toes done and all that, and they get a wonderful lunch as well. The children at the same time are enjoying things like motorcycle rides or a campfire where they can do some s'mores. Swimming, of course. They've got a lovely pool there. So just a great time of enjoyment, a time to get away from real life where maybe they're going to doctors all the time they leave the home. Mm-hmm. Just a time to take a break and to enjoy being loved on, being a part of a big body. It is a closed campus for the week to allow them to have a special time mm-hmm. where people aren't looking at them, people aren't saying anything. They're amongst other people just like them, families that just need some love and some compassion.
And I would assume a myriad of disabilities?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've had families ask us that, like, oh, is my child allowed to come? Absolutely. You know, I've never seen us turn anybody away.
Is there a cost to the participants?
There is. Mm-hmm. We have to cover, of course, the room and, you know, the lodging and meals for the retreat. But that's one of the things that we do. We are a donor-based ministry. So we love to be able to have donations so that families who can't afford to come, we offer scholarships to those families. And then the STMs actually pay to come and serve as well. They cover their own costs. But you'll see a lot of them raising funds through their churches. So we don't like to turn anybody away. So there is a cost, but we trust the Lord to provide for
so
that.
So the short-term missionaries who are leaving family, home, jobs, and so forth, to come and minister are actually paying for the privilege of ministering to other people.
And it blows people's minds. Yeah. But I have had, some of the most wonderful testimonies. I told Wally on the way over, there's a young man that I've used his story numerous times. And he says, you know, sometimes it's like the people with disabilities are missing out on what the world has to offer. He said, no, this week I've learned that it's what people are missing out on what people with disabilities have to offer.
All right, we need to take a break, but my guests are from Johnny and Friends right here in Ohio. Yes, Johnny and Friends has a very active organization here in Ohio. And in fact, they're here in Columbus. They used to be over in Xenia, but now they are here in our backyard, which is wonderful. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live. Stay tuned.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And we're back with Jema Sinelli, Area Director for Johnny and Friends, and Wally Ziolo, who is the Ministry Relations Manager for Johnny and Friends. Wally is, this can't be true. This cannot be true that 90% of American churches have no outreach, no ministry whatsoever to disabled people. That can't be true.
That is true, Bob. Unfortunately, that's 90%. Very true. Yes.
90% of American churches have no ministry whatsoever to the disabled.
That is right, but yet we are all called under Luke 14:21-23. Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame, so that my house will be full. Who said that? The Lord Jesus Christ said that. So why? Why 90% of the churches in America do not have a disabilities ministry? Why?
I just that blows my mind. I mean, it really does. That is unbelievably sad. And we're going to run out of time quickly, but what? Why? Is it just ignorance? Is it knowledge? Ignorance? Is it apathy?
I hate to say that there is an area of ignorance in the churches. They don't know maybe that there is somebody in their congregation who has a disability. Maybe it's not visual. Maybe they don't see that they're in a wheelchair, but they might have a cognitive disability. They may have a sight disability, a hearing disability. They don't know. So the first thing we encourage is to ask. Ask your congregation, is there anyone here with a disability that we're not serving you well enough or that we could do better? Help us. Help us in this mission to bring you into our church and to accept you. We talk about accessibility. Can they even get into the church? Maybe they need a ramp on the church or a special doorway to be widened so that people can get into the building. And then once they're in, how are they accepted? Can they be a part of the body of Christ? Can they serve in worship? Can they attend a Sunday school class? These are all things that we need to look at and pray about. How can we be more in line with what Jesus has called us to do?
Now, you're doing a little bit more than laying guilt on churches.
Absolutely.
You're doing a little bit more than that. You are helping. Yes. You are providing education, training, as well as encouragement, correct?
We have wonderful resources on our website that Johnny and Friends has put together over the course of years at johnnyandfriends.org under education, church engagement. So go and look at all of the free resources that we have. There are booklet series that will walk you through from the very first step of asking to going outside of the walls of the church, bringing the mission out into the community, supporting families in their homes. Maybe the mom and dad just need a date night and they need somebody to go and watch the kids for the night or for the short evening.
So those that are listening to us who would be interested in either starting a ministry to the disabled in their church or somehow being involved in starting it, how do they get in touch with you? What's the next step?
Well, they can definitely call us in at our office, 614-861-8920, and any of our staff would be happy to take that call. We can point you to the resources. We can even come and train you. Come to train at your church for free and tell you all of the things about disability, inclusion, etiquette, behavior modification that will help you to serve the body of Christ that's being called into your church.
Wonderful. And I understand you also keep a directory of churches that do have ministries for the disabled?
We do. And with that 1 in 10 churches in America, it's a small directory. We'd love to expand it. If your church has a disabilities ministry and you're publicizing it on your website and on your Facebook page, give us a call. Let us know that we can add you and the special needs or disabilities ministries that you have at your church so we can help funnel people to you.
You're doing wonderful things, but I'm sure you are just awash in cash. Right?
No.
Your bank account is just overflowing.
Jesus rode on a donkey, and we are like-minded.
I bring that up because you really do need donations. You are a ministry that is supported by God's people. What do you need, and how could people participate financially?
Well, people can go to that same website, johnnyandfriends.org. And there will be a drop-down menu there. You could just say you want to support your local area ministry office and choose Ohio. And those funds will come directly back to support ministries here in the Ohio area. And God is so merciful, so gracious. He is providing. COVID took a hit We took a hit with that because, like Wally said, we want to keep our family retreat a safe environment for families. So we didn't have as many families come in, but the costs were still the same. So so this summer will be a tough summer to get through ministry-wise, but we're trusting the Lord for it. So.
Johnny and Friends, and that's J-O-N-I.
Yes.
JohnnyandFriends.org. That'll take you to the national website, but you can get information about Central Ohio and the state of Ohio, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, your second week of family retreat is what, next week?
Yeah, we're right on the verge of it. So we're starting again next Monday with a whole another group of families, and we're going to do the same thing. We're going to love on them, support them, give them a time, a respite away from their regular lives, and give them a little bit of heaven.
And next week is full.
Yes, with COVID capacity. Yes, yeah, we are filled to capacity.
With COVID capacity. Now, next year, obviously, things could change, but you're planning 2 weeks again next year.
Yes.
How soon can people register?
Registration opens in January. If you are interested in getting on that list, contact our office so that we will get you that information. It opens in January, and sometimes slots fill up quickly, and we are anticipating that for next year.
All right. So registration begins in January for the retreat next summer.
Yes.
And I would assume that next summer it'll probably be full.
Oh, yes.
And we hope so.
Yes.
We don't want to, I know you don't want to turn anybody away.
Yeah.
What is it that our listeners probably would not know about Johnny and Friends?
Oh, wow.
They've been around for over 40 years. Did you know that, Bob?
Sure.
Over 40 years.
Well, I did know that.
Yeah. And we still only have 1 in 10 churches in America that will support people with disabilities and welcome them in.
That still just blows my mind.
Yeah, well, something you said earlier, too, about we don't want to put just lay guilt on a church. So even like talking
with
some pastors.
But you do want them to be convicted.
Right, well, exactly, we do. We want them to know what Scripture says. And it's not a guilt thing. It's more of, you don't know the blessing you're missing by
so
not
true.
Having these families in your church. And we're not saying we want you to go spend thousands of dollars on building a special room or special area or have this special additional program. We just want to come alongside churches, take a look at what your vision and mission is, and say, okay, how do you complete that mission to families affected by disability?
Mm-hmm.
We just want to help you see how that mission applies to them and how your ministry can be accessible, ministering to them and along with them. We haven't completed the mission. Johnny says disability ministry is not disability ministry until the disabled are ministering, and that's what it is.
Well, and no church can say they are fulfilling the Great Commission unless they're ministering to all kinds of people, including the disabled.
And you don't have to be a specialist. You don't have to be certified. Yeah. Just have a heart and pray about what God would have you do.
JohnnyandFriends.org. JohnnyandFriends.org. You can find out how to click on Ohio. They are worthy of your support financially and obviously your prayer support. Pray for their family retreat next week, July 12th through the 16th. Jema, Wally, thank you for being here.
Thank you again,
Bob.
Thank
you so much.
We'll be back.